Talking on the phone now with Sherry Twilliger. She is a Strathroy resident, a member of many different committees in the past and present, past president of the Strathroy Minor Hockey Association, a current member of the Strathroy Rotary Club, also a current member of the Strathroy Hometown Festival Committee. And she is obviously one of our community builders. Sherry, over the years, you've done a lot of volunteer work, a lot of work for the community that you live in. Why do you believe it's important to give back to the community?
Well, Chris, I think it's in my DNA. I grew up in a family that totally believed in giving back to your community. Both my parents were involved in, you know, Kinsmen, Canets, and Rotary, and Inner Wheel, and, you know, volunteering for any fundraiser or anything that involved sports. And so, you know, growing up in that type of giving environment, I think it was just something that came natural. I feel that, you know, I feel personally that's important to always give back to your community or even where you work when there's, you know, committees that come up like for United Way to also help with those events.
Now, what is your favorite part about living and working in Strathroy?
Well, Chris, that was moving to Strathroy 23 years ago was a big change for our family. We were pretty settled in down Kingston Way, you know, with all their walks in the water. And people asked me, you know, do you really like it here? I said, I love it here. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, I was asked to either move to Toronto or to London. And I was like, what? I hadn't been past Mississauga. And so when we came hunting for a home down this way, you know, Strathroy was very appealing. We were a very young family with three kids, and we wanted a sense of community, a sense of family away from our family. And Strathroy was it. And when we landed here, it was amazing. We lived on a little cul-de-sac in the, you know, in the north end of town, and, you know, got to know all of our neighbors. And it was just awesome just coming to this town. I personally didn't work in Strathroy. I worked in London, so it was a really easy commute for me. My husband, though, worked at one of the plants here as a maintenance electrician. And, you know, it was home. Our kids grew up here because, like I said, they didn't really know anything different. They were so young. And then, you know, as we got older, my husband decided to open his own company and I retired. And so that's what we're doing now on the entrepreneurial side of living in Strathroy. And, you know, it's just been a blessing to live here.
What has been one of the biggest challenges that you have had to face?
Well, this is a very timely question, Chris, because in these times of COVID-19 and having to, you know, lock ourselves down the way we have been and changing our, you know, our everyday lives, our routines, our, you know, just, you know, meeting people for coffee, we can't even do that, has been a real challenge for me. I'm a very social person, and, you know, it's really kind of put a kibosh to some of my volunteer activities. And my family, not being able to hug my grandbabies, it's just been a real challenge for me because, you know, it's things we've always just been able to do. People that went to war, they had a bigger thing to do. Well, I agree. Like, just being on lockdown should be easy, guys. And so, you know, I'm, you know, bucking up and doing my part and doing my social distancing and, you know, ordering my groceries online and trying to support on takeout with some of the businesses here in town and learning how to do Zoom calls, which is sometimes I'm not the most tech savvy kind of person, but I'm learning, you know, always up for learning new things.
Right.
And, you know, trying to stay connected. Like with my Rotary Club, we've done our first Zoom meeting. It was a lot of fun. And I tell you, there was so much chatter online. It was crazy because we're such a social group. And so for us to come back online like that was amazing.
All right, final question. What accomplishments are you most proud of?
Well, you know, that's a tough question, Chris, because you can take that so many different ways too, like personally, you know, financially, health, work, you know, entrepreneurial, and, you know, being proud of things. There's a lot of things I'm proud of and blessed with. And so I find that hard to just pick one. Because as life goes on, you know, there's all kinds of things that pop up, like, you know, and so I, you know, I'm very proud of just being who I am and what I've accomplished and having, you know, a great family, a great circle of friends, a great extended family. And I'm very blessed with great people in my life. And I think, you know, that makes anything in life easier and more loving and forgive, you know, if you have that great circle of friends. So I think that's what I'm most proud of, is all the people that I have in my life.